Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY25 Result Conference Call of Sejal Glass Limited, conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Preeti from Kirin Advisors. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Sejal Glass Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Amrut Gadha, promoter of the company, Mr. Chandresh Ramviya, CFO. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Amrut Gadha. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining today's conference call for Sejal Glass Limited. I would like to start by providing a brief overview of our company and the progress we have made recently. Sejal Glass Limited is a key player in India's architectural glass industry, recognized for delivering high-quality products such as toughened glass, laminated glass, insulated glass, ceramic glass, and decorative glasses. We serve a wide range of sectors, including architecture and interior design, both domestically and internationally. Post our exit from the NCLT, we have refocused and strengthened our market position with continued support from previous management and guidance of our new leadership. We are now well-positioned for the future growth. Both of our plants located at Rasalkhema, UAE, and Silvassa, India, are well-equipped with the European standard technology, significantly enhance our production capacity and opens new opportunities in India and UAE and other MENA region, Africa, and Europe. Currently, our Rasalkhema facility is operating around 62% capacity average and Silvassa at 55% capacity average of all the product. We see a significant potential to increase this as a demand in the region grows, especially with the large infrastructure project in countries like UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. The UAE acquisition has allowed us to diversify our geographic presence and better serve the growing demand for architectural glass products in this market. The same is followed in India as infrastructure is growing also and the real estate sector is growing, and particularly in all the metro cities like Mumbai, Hyderabad, Bangalore, Delhi, followed by the two-tier cities. Looking at the industry, the global tempered glass market is expected to grow at CAGR of 8% through 2030. The growth is driven by the increasing demand for high-performance glass in applications such as construction, automotive, and consumer electronics. Our core products, including laminated glass and insulating glass, are well aligned with these trends. We are also expanding our offering into new areas such as bulletproof glass, which is currently in the testing phase at our UAE plant, and within a one-month or next up to December, we will be in the market with the product. From a financial standpoint, we have focused on improving capacity utilization and maintaining a strict control over cost. Our partnership with leading suppliers ensured the quality of our raw material and timely supply, enabling us to meet the highest international standards. Our end-use customers, including well-known names in real estate developers and other sectors, which demonstrates the trust placed in our product. Quarter two and half year for the FY25 financial performance. In Q2, on the consolidated basis, Sejal Glass has demonstrated the financial performance, showcasing both growth and operational efficiency. For H1 FY25, the company's total revenue stood at 114.95 crore, reflecting the consistent year-over-year growth as we continue to execute our strategic initiatives. EBITDA for the half year reached to 16.04 crore, representing a 73% increase with an EBITDA margin expansion of 15 basis points, now standing at 13.96%. Net profit for H1 FY25 surged with 92.44%, totaling to 3.85 crore, reflecting the positive impact of both domestic and international operations. Earnings per share also improved significantly to 3.77. For Q2 FY25, total income was 61.88 crore, while EBITDA stood at 8.67 crore, representing a year-over-year growth of 55.03%. EBITDA margin for the quarter was 14%. Net profit for the quarter was 2.45 crore, a substantial increase of 123.79% with an EPS of 2.42 rupees 40 paisa. The strong financial result are testament of the strategic initiatives and operational discipline maintained across our global operations. Revenue bifurcations and the market performance. Sejal Glass Limited's revenue is well diversified between domestic and international markets. Domestic sales contribute approximately 26.14% of overall revenue, and while international sales driven primarily by our UAE operation account for about 73.86% for Q2. In the UAE, our current order book stands to 40 million dirham with the order coming from the UAE and other GCC country including Africa. In India, we have a project worth of around 25 crore that will be executed over the next 5-6 months. And we are currently seeing daily booking of around 25 to 30 lakhs per day. Based on the current order inflow and the strong demand outlook, we reiterate our revenue guidance for FY25 targeting around will be 260 to 280 crore with around quarter 3 68 to 72 crore and quarter 4 will be around 80 crore expected from India and around 200 crore from the UAE. We expect EBITDA margin improvement in the current quarter around 1%. We are participating in upcoming ASPEC exhibitions to be held in Mumbai from 14 to 17 November 2024, which is Asia's leading architectural building material and design B2B and B2C exhibition. This will enhance our brand visibility and customer reach as it has the highest footfall of architect, interior designer, facade consultants, who are the specifier of the product and also user like builders and developers. Looking ahead, we are optimistic about the future. Our UAE facilities are expected to play a major role in our growth with a potential generation of 300 crore at a full capacity. We remain committed to expanding our product portfolio and geographical reach and continuing to meet the growing demand for innovating glass solutions. As we move forward, our focus will remain on operational efficiency, customer satisfaction and sustainable growth. Thank you for your continued support. I now open the floor for any questions you may have. Hello. The floor is open.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Saki Bansal, is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm audible.
Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah, just a follow-up question from the last con call. I think in the previous con call, you have mentioned that you are planning to do some acquisition for inorganic growth domestically since the real estate market is in favor right now. So yes. What is the current status of that?
See, on the acquisition side, we are in the final negotiation. So there is a certain difference in the valuations. So we have, working on the different structure. Maybe within a month, we will have a, positive answer on that.
Okay. So have we shortlisted a few of the players or?
Yeah, we have shortlisted and the negotiation is going on.
Okay, fine. And I think you have also mentioned that the lamination and the other value products will be under the phase of commercialization in August 2024. So is it live or what is the current status?
See, on the particularly on the bulletproof, right now we started, you know, seeding the market, approaching the customer. At the same time, at UAE, our sample is ready for the going to the defense, UAE defense for first round of testing. And most probably by November end, we will get the result from UAE, and then it will go to Netherlands for the further testing. And by December end, that test will be completed. And most probably in January, we will be in the market with the new bullet required product in the market. Right now, we have started pitching the market the old product, which was, you know, came during the acquisition. So we started now, you know, seeding the market and going in the market with the product.
Okay. Okay. Fine. And I think in the previous, when we started this financial year, you have guided for a top line of 280 crore-300 crore. Now we have revised our guideline to 260 crore plus in this financial year. So,
It will be around 265-280. We are hopeful to reach 280, but maybe, you know, during this, because of that Gulf War, that what was going on, maybe in GCC country, we will have a little bit of impact. But most probably, as on with the order book positions, we are hopeful to get the same guidance. But because of certain project delay or the slowdown, there will be the dispatch delay.
So do you see any impact on the next financial year also?
No, not such.
So what will be the future guidance of next financial year?
I think next financial year guidance we will provide you in the after the third quarter, because we are working on that.
So in next quarter, we are planning to achieve 65-70 crore.
Yeah. Seventy.
I think.
High range.
Yeah. Yeah, and in March, 80 crore.
Yeah, March, 80 crore.
So will there be any margin expansion also you are looking?
No, this amount is without expansion or little bit of wear and tear in the equipment, nothing much more.
No, I'm just asking that whether there will be some margin improvement, because if we are-
Margin.
Our top line. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, margin, there will be little improvement on EBITDA, maybe in the range of  1%-2%.
Okay. Okay, that's it from my side, and congratulations on the good set of numbers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit from Vijit Global Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir. As there are no response from the current participant, we move forward. The next question is from the line of Prahash from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead, sir.
Am I audible?
Yes. Welcome.
Congratulations on the good set of numbers, sir. So I just wanted to know the order status of the railway glass, which we have to start providing.
On the railway, the tender, we have started already, bidding the tender, and just we are waiting that maybe in this October end or the first or second week of November, we will have a, you know, order in hand.
What kind of order inflow do we expect from the railway, sir, in this financial year?
Initially, it will be around, you know, around 50-60 lakhs glasses, window glasses.
50-60 lakhs for the entire financial year?
No. Per month. Gradually, it will increase.
Okay. Thank you.
Participants are requested to limit the question to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Chirag Jain. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had a couple of questions. The first is on the Indian acquisition. So given that we have some lower margins on the Indian business side, and we are looking to further enter into the Indian market, so how are you planning to something like increase on that?
We are, you know, working on the more value-added product and mixed product portfolio. here there is a certain product which you know, we are entering into the big projects where that this kind of product are getting used, where we have little bit of good margin and the volume.
So it would be much in the much more volumes with higher margins, am I right?
Yes.
Oh, got it. So what, which products are we looking to enter into, because there's major products are already covered by us. So which
product? In insulating there is also value addition, and in lamination also there is a value addition. The product, the name remains the same, but the value addition increase on that.
Got it. Sir, next was on the reaching the market leader. So do we plan to become the market leader in India as well as the UAE? So how are you planning on that part?
See, as far as UAE is concerned, we are amongst the top 1 to 5 range. And as far as volume is concerned, and as far as infrastructure is concerned, we are the top in UAE. Second, as far as profitability is concerned, maybe within 1 or 3 in UAE, as far as EBITDA level is concerned. And number 2 in India, we are in 1 to 10 series as on today. And gradually, I think with next, you know, 5 to 6 quarter, we will be in 1 to 3 position in India.
Got it. Sir, also the trade receivables have been increasing on the quarter on quarter side, which you have mentioned for. But you also mentioned that you are looking to gradually reduce it. So when can we see something of it tapering off?
See, in this, the debtors, what is mentioned in the balance sheet is without the LC discounting. We have around 30 to 35% sales in UAE with the LC, and LC we are getting the discount. So actually, the debtors, because we are showing debtors, and that is created in the bank liability. So we are working on both to more and more, you know, secure credits. Number one, number two, also we are working on the recourse factoring, where the factoring can be done. And third, also India, we are also working on the advance and LC system. So the system and the process for, you know, enhance the working capital cycle is on for the debtors also and for the inventory also.
So what's the cost of the discounting?
8%.
8% annualized.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you, sir. I would get back in the queue. All the best for the good set of numbers.
Thank you. Participants are requested to press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rohit from Visit Global Security Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers. I wanted to know the outlook on the India operations. If I look at the standalone results, our top line is around 31 crores in India operations, and margins are somewhere around 7 to 8%. So what kind of demand the company is expecting, and how much margins can we expand for India operations?
The India operation now next around 42 to 45 crore and EBITDA level of around 14 to 15%.
For this year?
Yeah. No, this next 6 months.
Next 6 months, 40, 45 crore top line at 14%.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a quick suggestion from our end, if you can start providing the investor presentation from next quarter onwards, it will be great for investors like us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants are requested to press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditi Roy from Patel Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
As there are no response from the current participant, we move forward. The next question is from the line of Chirag. Please go ahead.
The opportunity. So next question I had was on the UAE side. So is there any spare land available in the UAE side?
Yes, yes. We have total land size is 20 acre. And out of that, right now we are utilizing 1/4 of that. So total construction area we are using around 2.5 lakhs plus staff colony.
So I would be reaching peak utilization by the year end. So have you planned any CapEx for that?
Yeah, you can just send us your detail. So we will organize your visit.
So sir, I was mentioning that do we have any plans for the CapEx on the UAE side?
Right now, no. We are planning, you know, we will plan in the next quarter that what kind of expansion is required in UAE, looking to the demand. But as on today, we have not planned yet.
Okay, understood. Because we would be reaching peak utilization by the year end. That's why I've got my question.
Yeah, yeah, I got your point. But we are working on that. Yet we are not ready to, you know, announce. We are working on that. We are working on the market size also, what kind of new product is required. And also we are, you know, approaching the European and the USA market also. So that market will open us for the, open the new demand and accordingly we will expand.
Got it. Sir, is there any other listed company that the current promoter group has? Not you, not the, on the Gara side is my question was.
No, we don't have any other listed company.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karen, is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
So my question is, first of all, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, so what is the long-term vision of what results are? How do you see yourself as a company maybe 3 or 4 years down the line?
It's a good question. Long-term vision is to be a, you know, multinational company in manufacturing high-quality architectural glass globally.
Okay. And so, are you planning to enter new applications? Yeah, please go ahead, sir. Yeah.
And for this vision, the first step we have acquired in UAE, and from UAE we are around servicing around 12 to 15 countries. And by end of the year, that will increase the 20 countries. And also we are expanding in India gradually, product portfolio. And that will also give us the export opportunity in nearby countries, SAARC country particularly. Third, in future, after, you know, 2 or 3 quarters, we will also see any other opportunity in Europe or USA market also. And also we will have a, you know, full portfolio of the glass, and we'll also plan if the market permits and everything goes well in the green energy, like, you know, manufacturing of the solar glass.
Okay. Sir, when you basically operate in so many countries, there are a lot of moving parts, a lot of things which are not under your control because of the socio-economic situation. So how do you plan to basically address that risk?
So that's, you know, as a part of the risk management, we every quarter see the economic conditions, political conditions, particularly real estate market conditions, growth on the national real estate housing policy, government's policy on the housing. Same way in a GCC country, there is a countries who are, you know, on a very aggressive mode of the growth. Like Saudi right now growing, particularly Dubai is growing, Abu Dhabi is also in the competition, Russell Khaimah is making the world's largest casino city, Marjan. So we are, you know, this is the from the market size. Secondly, we are also, you know, keeping the watch globally what kind of upgradations in the technology is happening. Third, what kind of, you know, leadership pipeline and human resource or the management capability is required with the growth of it includes the production, includes the marketing, includes the finance, includes the legal, includes the marketing. So every quarter we assess ourselves. Also, we keep watch on the competitors' movement, what kind of expansion comes with the what technology, what is their succession planning, what is their team, what is the capability of the human resource, and of course the financial planning. So this way we, you know, assess our risk position every quarter.
Awesome. And sir, lastly, my question is how now you just spoke about the same thing, but I would like if you could give me a detailed answer. How do you see your competition? Is the competition increasing or is it at the same level? How is it?
See, we enjoy the competitions because competition gives us always, you know, motivation to improve on the quality, improve in the profitability, do the research for the product, giving the good services to the customer. So there is a competitions and there will be competitions. We are facing a two type of competition. One is organized player and one is a semi-organized player. And our company is, you know, equipped to fight with both the competition.
Sure, sir. And sir, lastly, you also said that you are planning, you may plan for newer applications like solar modules going forward, right?
No, no. We will not, right now we are thinking of going in the solar module. Maybe okay. In future we will go for the solar glass manufacturing.
Okay, sir. And sir, any other applications you are looking at apart from solar glass manufacturing?
Automobile applications.
Great, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And sir, congratulations on great set of numbers. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipanshu from Sattva Venture. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. First of all, congratulations on a great set of numbers what you have given at this time. I think we have reached 261 crores. Sir, just in your guidance, so there are two questions. One, I wanted to understand on the revenue guidance and the business side. And second part is on the new acquisition side. So on the first part, on this revenue guidance, it seems like you have improved upon your guidance for the India market when you are saying that you are doing 40-45 crores in the second half. With the capacity, with the kind of capacity constraint, etc. So how are we going to achieve it?
See, we have a right now order book position of around 25 crore. Plus average, including these order book positions, we are booking every day 25 to 30 lakhs per day. So that, you know, 25 crores booking, plus we have a, you know, ongoing orders from the different customers. We have around 250 customers. So we are trying to, you know, increase our portfolio in the customer's portfolio. Like, for example, one customer, our total supplies 20% of their requirement. So gradually we are increasing that requirement to 25% to 30%. And also we are approaching to other developers also, other market, Pune, Nasik, that market also. So that is, you know, giving us the clear guidance for next 3 months, next 6 months.
Understood, sir.
So and adding the new customer also.
Say with this kind of improvement in the India business side, still we are saying that we would be around 68 to 72 crores in the next quarter. On a consolidated basis. So so do we see some real slowdown happening in the UAE market because of year-end and this war, etc.?
No. We don't see, any slowdown as on today. But yes, because of, you know, certain order which is in the pipeline, maybe some of the project can get a delay for 3 to 4 months, which will impact our supply. That's all.
Understood, sir. So second part, coming on the acquisition side, so what is the kind of size where which we are looking at the acquisition? Because already we are at a 16-17 crore kind of finance cost. So just trying to get some picture over here that because now our 100% India utilization will also happen. So what is the mechanism, how we are looking at this, and how much say probability is that we will be able to complete this in this financial year?
See, first of all, you know, once the acquisition process deal is, you know, going to close, that time exactly we will also work on the funding structure. So the debt equity plus for the equity, what is the structure? So it will be planned properly. And right now structure we are already, you know, very vigilant on that 16 crores is the interest cost and the debt equity ratio is also very high. So we are also working on that. And particularly once our deal is, you know, closed, that time we will definitely work out the this equity structure. So how to, you know, go with the proper equity structure so that there is a no pressure of the debt.
And what is the probability that we will be able to reach to this acquisition in this financial year? Are you 60%, 70%, 80% kind of sure, or is it still 50-50 or below that?
We are about 90% sure.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants are requested to press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Aditi Roy from Patel Advisor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
My question is, what is our current capacity and capacity utilization?
Current capacity utilization at average UAE, we are at 62 and in India at 55% at the console portfolio of the product.
Okay, sir. And my next question is, what is our dealer network and future plans to expand the same?
Sorry?
What is our dealer network and future plans to expand the same?
For the sales?
Sorry,
I didn't get your question.
So, what is our dealer network and future plans to expand the same?
See, we don't have the dealer network. We are with our 90% sale is B2B and 10% is B2C. We have the, you know, industrial sale and we have the sales through the fabricator or from the architect to the developer. And for the retail, we have a dealer network of around 40-50 small size shopkeepers who give us, you know, time-to-time orders.
Okay, sir. And so my last question is, how many clients approximate we serve and any client addition in last 4 months of FY25?
Yeah, yeah. Right now, including UAE and India, we are mostly servicing above 400. And by end of FY25, we will be servicing around 500 customers total.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. And thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants are requested to press star and one on the touchtone telephone to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Tara Kaur from VY Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Congratulations on great set of numbers. My question is that we have reported a strong growth of 170% in Q2 FY25. That
is your voice. Online.
Hello?
Yeah.
You are not audible.
You are not audible.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my question is that we have reported a strong growth of 170% in the bottom line in the quarter two. So what are our growth drivers and how sustainable would it be going forward in, you know, coming 1-2 years?
Our growth drivers are real estate segment, which is growing at a very good pace. And the strong network of architecture and facade consultants, as well as the hold in our market due to our quality product supply. And we are very confident to retain the same, and we'll add up more clientele in our list so that we will achieve a sustainable growth.
Okay. And my next question is that what will be our guidance for the next quarter and year? In top line and bottom line?
It's already, we had already discussed on that. This year, the total turnover, what we are expecting is in the range of 260 to 280 crore.
Okay.
On a consolidated basis. Okay. With an average margin of EBITDA of 14 to 15%.
Okay, 14 to 15. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rachana Sharma from HNI. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
My question is, any overseas regional diversification seen in H1 FY25 or planned in H2 FY25?
No, other foreign expansion. Only we are, focusing more on utilization of the capacity in UAE market, UAE plant. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah.
And so my next question is, so please elaborate more on our acquisition of Sci-Tech manufacturing facility in Ras Al Khaimah, UAE, price considerations, stake acquisition, capacity of the company, current capacity utilization, and FY24 revenue and profit of the company.
One minute.
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Am I audible?
Yes. See, the UAE acquisition has already been completed. So the total investment of the group is around 100 crore. And the capacity what we have over there right now is in the three products, actually the insulated glass, laminated glass, and the toughened glass. So toughened capacity is around 21 lakh square meters per annum, and the IG glass is 6 lakh square meters per annum. And the laminated glass, which we started only in October, it is 150,000 square meters per annum.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants are requested to press star and one on the touch-tone telephone to ask a question. Participants are requested to press star and one on the touch-tone telephone to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rohit from Progressive Share. Please go ahead.
Couple of questions from my side. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So first one, seasonality, if you can take us through the seasonality during the year in the domestic market as well as the international market or Middle Eastern market.
Yeah, seasonality-wise, as such, in India, the seasons are generally the rainy seasons are slowdown seasons, which is in the month of June to August or mid-September. As far as the seasonality in UAE market, the mainly in the region like from Feb or March, where the heat wave is there, where the expansion activities are slowed down over there.
Okay. With the season probably favoring you, do you think that you are still a little bit conservative in your top line of maybe 280 crores or so? Are you still conservative with that, or there's scope to get more numbers?
We have given a conservative figures only.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense. So you did mention that there are certain opportunities that you see in the automobile application. So if you can take us through what sort of addressable market do you see for SGL, and if you have done some scribbling on the paper pad, then if you would like to share that with us.
We are still working on it. We are not yet finalized anything on that or not still doing our own research.
Okay. So when we see or when we talk about solar industry as an opportunity for us, are you looking at some pyrolytic kind of business, or are you looking at some solar control glass? Or is it absolutely totally different manufacturing of the panels for the solar industry?
It's a completely different product for solar glass manufacturing, which falls under the float glass manufacturing process, which is a process. So where the thinner glass to be produced for the solar panel.
Okay. And sir, anything that you can share on the R&D or maybe the spends or maybe what sort of opportunity size or addressable market you see in this domain?
We have not yet started anything on that because that we are firstly focusing on architectural glass manufacturing, where we want to be in this segment. As disclosed our vision that we want to be in a multinational company in the architectural glass.
Okay, sir. So I understand that there are certain tenders which are in bidding process for the railways. Maybe you are probably working towards Vande Bharat trains, which is a bigger opportunity for us. But if you can take us through any other areas or key areas that you intend to focus on, apart from maybe in future from solar or maybe from the Indian Railways, any other new products that you're working for or something that you'd like to share with the audience?
So right now we are working on this project, supplying the railway and Vande Bharat also, where we are already getting registration vendor list and our product gets approved over there. So that itself is a huge supply chain. Apart from that, we are doing internal our own research for the enhancing our product portfolio in the within the segment like IG or laminate. So and then the, we had already discussed about the bulletproof, which is under pipeline. So these are a couple of things which will guide our next year financial on top line and on the bottom line.
Okay. So my last question is related to the projects which are recently completed. And the projects which you probably must have won in the last 2-3 months or maybe 6 months ago, if you'd like to share those projects with us.
We'll share you the list of the project list. We have completed around 10-15 projects combined together. So we'll share you the total list.
Okay. So one request to kindly upload the presentation, investor presentation, so that we get more information related to the relevant current present working of SGL. And in addition to that, if we can just tweak a little bit on the website, which is slightly outdated, that will be great and it will be a good thing for long-term shareholders like us. Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Shakib Bansal, is an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. So I'm associated with the company, I think, since last 2 years. I've seen the phase of transition, how we have converted into loss-making company to profit-making company right now. I'm based in UAE. So I have never seen any advertisement or anything in UAE currently, and we are increasing our order book from 25 million dirham to 40 million dirham right now. So is there any marketing team you guys are having there, or how you are getting the orders in UAE? Can you provide some information on that?
See, we have a sales and marketing team, particularly sales team, in UAE, which is around size of 6 people, led by the head of the sales, who has a very good network amongst the developer, architect, facade consultant and the fabricator in UAE, particularly in Dubai, Sharjah, Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, then Qatar also. And we have acquired the Burani Glass and also the brand, so their whole customer portfolio is with us. And particularly, we were streamlining the operation, so we are not much, you know, on the, you know, media or the social media. But within a month's time, we are now, you know, coming with the all market campaigns. And the part of, we are first time, we are now, after 10 years, we are participating in the Aztec exhibition in India.
Okay. Okay, fine.
In India also, we have the 5 people team for the marketing.
Okay, okay. That's good. And my second query is that I think I'm participating in the conference call since the first meeting call of Sagen Glass itself. So I see that many investors are requesting for PowerPoint presentation or PPT to get more into the company and get a deeper knowledge. But still the request is not fulfilled. So what is the reason behind that? Because since last many calls, people are asking about this.
No, there is no such reason. It is, after, understanding lot of questions, from all the investor community. Now, for example, there is a today questions we received as a risk management and competition. So now what we are doing, we are already under the preparations, but we are adding certain two or three more, and we are collating everything. And mostly, on the second week of November, the presentation will be ready, and our IR agency will distribute to the all investor, and we will also put in the website.
Okay, fine. I think 1 year back I visited your Russell Kimma facility. I have seen there is one more glass factory, I think Emirates Glass Factory, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
It's into that vicinity only. So is it a competitor providing the same glass products, or what is the sales or any information about that company you have?
No, we don't have any information. From the Emirates Glass, we buy the raw glass.
Okay. Okay, and I want to visit your Russell Kimma facility. Can you tell me the process of the same?
Yeah, you can contact our agency, Kirina Agency, and they will give us the details, so we will organize the same.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Preeti Bhardwaj for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Sejal Glass Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisor.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.